850
Blog Talk Radio.
8955. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, call back in about 10 minutes. Call that number.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Hello, doctor. How you doing?
I'm very good, Dr. Hunter. How are you?
Oh, girl. And Houston ain't doing nothing. Excuse me. Houston, it's been raining.
Wow. Wow.
But that's all right.
Amen.
Everything I've been
Amen.
Praying, what I've been praying for, God has done it. I asked for 3 days of prayer. Somebody said, you going to ask for prayer? I said, yeah, for much water. And
Amen.
Much water.
Amen.
Amen. Well, tell me what the Lord has laid on your heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for everyone that's joining us here at KSK Radio. I thank God tonight for bringing us together in unity for such a time as this. I want to say, first of all, that there may be someone having family members graduating tonight or tomorrow. We want to congratulate them and wish them well on their journey. And
yeah.
We want to thank God tonight for allowing Dr. Hunter, for you opening up these airways for the purpose of serving God and giving him praise as well as blessing and encouraging one another in the Word. Amen?
Amen.
And we want to thank God for that. We want to thank God for it.
Well, I want to thank y'all. Y'all don't know what y'all have blessed me with. So I just want to thank God for everything that you have done for what the Lord has called us to do.
Amen.
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 Amen. Our God is such a great God. He's a willing God. He's a very merciful God. He's a God that will take us to the next level, and he'll show us what he wants to do.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Hey, Alan, how you doing? Alan?
Amen.
Amen. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing blessed today. How are everybody on the radio and everybody's doing?
Amen. Praise the living God.
We're just
pitter-patting around because we're going to let God get us started, and we're going to do what God, we're going to do what we promised God. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We would like for someone to pray for us at this moment, if someone will give us a prayer.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Dear gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for all things that you have done for us. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we kneel down before you, Father, and we worship you in the spirit and in truth. We come before you right now, as humbly as we know, Father, to tell you thank you for another day. Father, it may not be well with us as well as we thought it would be, but Father, you still protected us up into this time and this second, Father, right now. Father, it may not be well with us all this week, Father. Things that have not transpired as you shouldn't have transpired. But, Father, we can tell you thank you right now. And, Father, we worship you in the spirit and in truth because of you, Lord Jesus. Because you know everything about us, Father. It's not anything that's hidden from you, Father, that we do. It's not any thought that's hidden from us that we think, Father. You know everything, Lord. And we come clean today, Father, by saying, forgive us of all of our sins. Have mercy upon our soul. Father, we thank you right now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because of your word. Your word says that you are faithful and you are just to forgive us, Father, of all of our sins. And, Father, right now we pray for everyone that's on this radio station right now, Father. The issues at hand, the needs that they come up with, Father, and the prayer that they pray for in others, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now for them that you may have your way in their lives, that you may grant according to your will, your plan, and your purpose, their request in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we bind the works of the devil that comes up against us in the mighty name of Jesus. Through the authority that you have given us, you told us, Father, in your word, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Father, we bind all the works of the enemy that comes up against the airways, that comes up against every soul, every ear, every eye, Father, every tongue, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we loose the angels that's been kept about us, Father, that your will may be done, Father.
Yes.
And we give you the glory, Lord Jesus. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Praise God. We thank God. And as Brother Allen was saying, we worship the Lord, and we worship him not for our benefit. It's not for our benefit. You know, it's for us to praise God and give God the glory. Worship will be our, not a part of our life, but be our life. But we praise God and give him the glory. In season, out of season, you know, when we're at home, when we're at work, wherever we are, we can praise him. We can praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I just thank God for that prayer. I really do. I thank God. Well, tonight we are looking forward to whatever God has planned tonight, because it's his will and not ours, so we're just looking forward to what he's about to do and the words that he's about to bless us with. Amen. So if anybody here on here has a prayer request at any time or has a word to say, we welcome you. We welcome you at any time. We just thank God and give God the glory. So we're going to ask Brother Allen to give us a word first tonight, and just let the Holy Ghost have his way. We just want to be blessed with the word. And those who are listening, we ask that you partake in this, that you hear the word of God and receive it as well as we do. Amen.
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 Amen. We thank God once again that God has allowed us to be on the radio once again, because it's all about him. It's not about us. You know, we have to understand what's going on in our lifetime. We have to understand what's going on in our lives, Father. There's been hard situations this week, personally in my life, but I have to understand this here, that it's not about me. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
I'm not perfect, and I will make mistakes, but I want the world to know. I want everyone on this earth, this radio station, to understand that it's not about me. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And since it's all about Jesus, the Bible tells us that I'm more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Because, hey, I may have some scars in my battle. I may have some disappointments in my life. I may have disappointed a lot of people, but it's not about me. It's all about Jesus. I ask people, if I've done anything against you, forgive me, because I want to go to heaven. The Bible tells us if you don't forgive others, how can your heavenly Father forgive you?
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
But I'm going to be coming out of this scripture right here. In the book of Luke, the 14th chapter, verse 26. The book of Luke, the 14th chapter, verse 26. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is doing the talking right now, and he's saying that if any man come to me and hate not his father, his mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
My disciple cannot be.
I'm going to read it again so that we can understand exactly what they're saying. As you evaluate yourself, as I evaluated myself, it says, Jesus is saying, he said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, in his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. What Jesus is really saying is that we don't put anything before him.
Amen.
We don't put anyone before him. We don't even put our own ways, our own desires, our own intellect, our own learned behavior before him.
Amen.
Because he said, you got to hate your own self.
Yes.
He said, and even his own self. Now, I understand the fact that, you know, my father and my mother, hallelujah, my father, my mother, my children, all of these people are important to me, even if they're in the church. I understand that fact right there. But the thing about Jesus is saying right now is that if it was just for, if you were the only person on this earth, Kevin, I would still go to Calvary's cross for you.
Amen.
And so I deserve to be put first because you couldn't watch away your sin. You were like filthy rags before the Father. That wasn't a way for you to make it to where the Father is in his rest. That wasn't the way made. I'm the one that came down here and made and bridged this gap between the Father and me. I'm making it personal where I am right now in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying is that since I'm the one that was bruised, was beat, was whipped all night, the flesh of my body was broken, and I bear this cross for you, if you don't follow me, if you don't hate your own self yet, because I did all this for you, if you still don't hate your own self, you cannot be my disciple.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not talking about the church right now. I'm talking about our individual relationship that we have with the Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Individual relationship that we have with Jesus. And for the ones that, for the ones that's on the radio that has not made the Lord, it's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. I want to encourage you to bridge a gap that has been set forth already. Jesus has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by him. I know what I want to encourage you is this here. You cannot save yourself. You cannot do good deeds. You cannot just walk in the Spirit all day long, but you cannot do it without Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You can speak in tongues all you want. And that's fine and dandy, you know. That's fine and dandy what you want to do. But you still have to hate your own self in order to be God's disciple.
Amen.
It's just that personal. This is a personal relationship that you have with Jesus. Because if you're standing outside and you're watching other Christians, how they act and how they mingle and how they call and how they do things, how they just mess up. But what about you? What are you doing for the Lord? You have to stand. The Bible has already said that we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But if you haven't built a relationship with him, how are you going to get into where the Father is and enter into his rest?
Amen.
The reason why we live in this life first is that Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins. Secondly, that we don't want to be lost.
Amen.
Thirdly, is that we want to enter into his rest, the rest that the Father has set for us. Jesus has already prepared a place for us. And when he comes back, the place has already been prepared. So this is the place that we don't know how great it is, how glamorous it's going to be. But we know that the Bible says that every day should be like Sunday. Right.
Amen.
Now, the angel in heaven and these seraphims, they're hollering, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and is to come. These angels are constantly hollering, hallelujah, to the highest. Praise.
Amen.
That's constantly going on as we speak right now in the eternity world. Where time has no bearing where they are. But right now we are in this time factor right now. And Jesus is doing the talking. He's saying that you must hate your father, your mother, your wife, your children, your brother, your sisters, and yea, your own life also. If you don't do this, you cannot be my disciple. There's a lot of people that love money, but hate the works of God.
Amen.
There's a lot of people that love their children, would do anything for their children, but what about their neighbor next door?
Yeah.
There's a lot of wonderful works going on in church. There's a lot of ordinances taking place. There's a lot of programs taking place for the members of the church. There's ordinances already set forth for the members of the church. But the most important thing is that to be God's disciple, you must hate your own self. You can put anybody else before the Lord. To be God's disciple. I'm taking my time as the Holy Ghost giving utterance. If any man come to me and hate not his father, his mother, wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, in his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. How can one hate one person's own life? The iniquity that's found within us, the things that goes on within us that wars against our spirit, the carnal nature wars against our spirit, makes us hate oneself. That sometimes hard to walk in the spirit.
Please mute your phone. Somebody's making a lot of noise.
I want you to understand this here, my brother, my sister. If you're constantly trying to make others happy and you're not happy yourself, you're looking for the wrong happiness up on this earth. See, your happiness is in the Lord. Your happiness is in the Lord. I'm speaking by personal experience. I don't want to hurt anyone, and I'm doing all I can to make people happy. But you're not happy. I'm not happy. My happiness is in the Lord.
Amen.
I find myself trying to make everybody else happy, but I'm not happy because I was looking for the wrong thing.
Amen.
My happiness is found in Jesus. Because the Bible plainly states that in this life there will be tribulation. You have to hate your own self. So as I hate my own self, my happiness is in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Why? Because he wakes me up every morning. Come on now. Why?
Amen.
Because he closed my mind. He closed my mind to know that the day is Friday and not Saturday.
Amen.
Why? Is because when I get out of bed, he gives me the strength to get up out of bed, to dress myself, to feed myself, to brush my own teeth. There's thousands of people today that can't brush their own teeth. But
Amen.
My happiness is in the Lord. As simple as it is of you brushing your own teeth, as simple as it is for you to comb your own hair, there's people in this world that can't even do that. My happiness is in the Lord. So why should I look for another?
Amen.
I hate myself. So that song says, I give myself away. Do you really mean it when you sing that song, when you hear that song playing, I give myself away? Why? So you can use me. So in order for God to use you, guess what you have to do? You have to hate yourself and rely on him to do what he does in you.
Lord have mercy.
You have to rely on him to do what he do in you because he wants to do it in you. He wants to show himself strong.
Thank you, Lord.
This is what God said. God said like this. He said, if you allow me to work in you and abide in you, this is what I'm going to do. The battle is not yours. but it's mine, and I'm giving you the victory. But because why? Because you're more than a conqueror. Why? Because I'm in you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Paul says, for we are more than a conquerors. Why? It's because of this verse right here. When you hate your own self and you allow Christ to dwell in you fully, you are his disciples, and he says, for you are more than a conqueror in Christ.
Amen.
There's been some letdowns in my life. I have let people down. I have done things that it wasn't pleasing. But, hey, thank God I'm still alive. I have a repentant heart, and I have my focus, because it's not about me, but it's all about the Lord.
Amen.
If I would have done everything right from the time that I gave Christ my salvation, when I gave my life to Christ, then I wouldn't be here. Amen.
I didn't even say
we're here. If I would have done everything right from the time that I gave Christ my life, the suffering that I have placed within in my own self, the hurt that I've done within my own self, all of that would have been wiped away if I would have done everything right, Sister Delore.
Amen.
Brother Honey, if I would have done everything right, I wouldn't be here.
Amen. Amen.
Christ would have said, come up here.
Amen.
So where it is, where are we now in this scripture right here? I'm Christ's disciple because I'm relying totally upon him. I'm not my own. I was bought with a price. I hate my own self. So I put my focus in him, because he says this here. He says, now when you are weak, Kevin, I make you strong. My grace is sufficient for you. But when you are weak, I am strong. When I'm weak, he's strong. He's strong enough to bear the things that I cannot bear. He sees everything about my life. He knows the future of my life. The Bible says the steps of a man are ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
And that's in Christ Jesus. They're ordered by him. Because guess what? We didn't choose him. It is God that drew us to Jesus. And since we know this here, we hate ourselves. We put Jesus first in all that we do. For you that's out there on the radio, I want to encourage you to give your life to Christ by this one word. What if you don't have a relationship with Christ right now and you lose your life and you go to hell? When you could have gave your life to Christ. The Bible is right. It's for all of us to repent, whether we've done something right all day long or not. You can offend somebody and never know that you offend them.
Mm-hmm.
But you out there on the radio that haven't made Christ your life, have not given Jesus your life, I'm begging you right now. This is what it's all about. This is the reason why this radio station exists, so that you can hear the word. And God is saying, if you don't hate your father, your mother, your children, your wife, your brother, and your sister, and even your own self, I know some things that you have done in your lifetime that wasn't well pleasing to your own self, and you hated yourself for that.
Amen.
But you have to turn all of that over. You have to turn all of those things over to Jesus. There are some things in your lifetime that you may still do in the future. And you may hate yourself. You may get ridiculed for righteousness' sake. You may get talked about. You may get spit upon. All kinds of things may happen to you. But guess what? You still have to hate yourself and give your life to Christ to be his disciple. Because the example that we have in Christ Jesus is that Jesus didn't do anything wrong. He came down here to please the Father. And here we are on this earth right now. We're doing all kinds of things wrong. And we need that grace and mercy. We need him.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, Jesus plainly says that without him we can do nothing. I'm preaching to somebody, then I'm preaching to myself. Well, I can't do nothing without Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We need him in every aspect of our life. You must hate your own self.
Amen.
Amen.
If any man come to Jesus, and so you that's out there in Radio Lane has not made a choice to give Jesus your life, this is how it is. The Bible says that God is saying this here, be ye holy, for I am holy. Our holiness is wrapped up in Christ Jesus. It's not about works. You can't make yourself by working yourself to be holy. You have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you have to trust in him with all of your heart, your mind, and your soul. Don't trust in your ability to try to maneuver your way through life circumstances because you're trusting in the wrong thing. Don't trust in the ability of how smart you are because you're trusting in your own self. When you start trusting in your own self, the Bible says you're already leaning. You're leaning over about to fall. Because you're trusting in your own accomplishment, your own intellect, and if I can get there, I can please God with everything that I'm thinking I'm doing. We need Christ. We need Christ. You need Christ just like we need Christ. And I'm encouraging you today. Give Jesus your life.
Amen.
Because he's saying in this word today that's coming to us, you can't be God's disciple without hating your own self also. Give Jesus your life.
Amen.
This is why this word of your faith is here. This is why this word is coming to all of us. It's coming to all of us to let us know that you can walk in the Spirit all you want, but you still have to hate your own self. You can have the gift of prophecy. You can have the gift of tongues, but you still have to hate your own. You still got to hate your own self.
Amen.
You can't just be. You can bear all forms of charity and all that, but still, if you don't have that love for Christ, as he had for the people, you cannot be his disciple.
Amen.
Charity is an ongoing thing in our life. Love is an ongoing thing in our life. It's constantly being manifest in our lives to love one another. And we make mistakes. I make mistakes.
Likewise.
But I love people. And as charity is being breathed in me as I let God have his way in my life, I'm saying, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, help me to perform this charity for others that you put in my path, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Help me to love. Help me to speak the word that you have for me to speak in the clarity of my heart that you have placed within me.
Amen.
You cannot trust your own self. It's not about you. You can't trust your own self. You need to trust Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why you have to acknowledge him. Before you do anything, acknowledge him. Before you go anywhere, acknowledge him. Before you eat your food, acknowledge him. When you get up out of bed, when you first open up your eyes in the morning time, acknowledge him. When you finish your bath, acknowledge him. How do you acknowledge the Lord? By reading his word. By getting closer to him. By having a communion with him. The communion of reading the word of God, studying the word of God, knowing him, applying the word in your life. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We must hate our own selves in order to be his disciple, and we cannot do it without him. We need him in every aspect of our life.
That's right.
Amen.
We need the Lord. There's nothing else. There's great jobs out there. There's great people that's helping you and all that. But what we need more than anything, we need Jesus in our life.
Amen.
We cannot do anything without Jesus. This radio station is strictly for giving God the glory. Encouraging someone that's on this radio station, whatever you're going through, whatever the situation that you find yourself in.
Amen.
Whatever situation I find myself in right now, I admit I like it. I mean, I'd be well pleased with it. It may hurt, but I got to go on with Jesus. I cannot leave the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever you're doing out there in your life right now, my only encouragement as I'm finishing this message is that whatever you do, do not leave the Lord.
Amen.
Whatever situation that you find yourself in, I don't care how much it hurts, you cannot leave the Lord because you don't know what's around that next hour. You just don't never know. There's people out there that are thinking that this world has done them wrong and you're ready to kill yourself and just throw in the towel, but you cannot leave the Lord. If you're not saved, if you're contemplating on giving your life to Christ, I'm begging you right now, you do that as quickly as you can because tomorrow is not promised. The next hour is not promised. A friend of mine told me this story just yesterday. They told me that they switched her schedule out as I closed. They switched her schedule out with another coworker that she was encouraging in the Lord. And she was encouraging her through the Bible. So they switched their schedule out for the coworker to work on a Sunday. I mean, to come in, to be off on a Sunday, where she comes in Sunday evening after church. Well, the other coworker said this here, I'm glad I'm off Sunday because I can get my drink on.
Wow.
My God.
So she went home and had an aneurysm in her head.
Wow.
That's been 3 weeks now.
Wow.
She never got to get her drink on because she had an aneurysm in her head. She's on life support right now. I think all that to say is that whatever you do, do not leave the Lord. I don't care how bad the situation may be. You may have made big time mistakes. You may have made mistakes where people cannot even forgive you. But you don't leave the Lord, whatever you do. Because your only hope is Jesus. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only thing that we have. It's not about cars. It's not about houses. It's not about how fine you think you are. It's not about how much money you have in the bank. It's not about all that. Because guess what? You cannot take it with you. You must hate your own self. I don't care how intellectual you think you are. You have to, the Bible is saying you have to hate your own self and follow Jesus to be his disciple when you come to him. So stop thinking about materialistic, STUFF. Stop thinking about that and think about your soul salvation where Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father. That's
Amen.
The most important thing right now. You have to get your life right where Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father because glory is where you want to be. You don't want to be in the lake of doom and destruction.
Amen.
You want to be in glory. You want to be in hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You want to be where the Lord is.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're not saved, you can pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I come to you now. I'm asking you, Father, to forgive me of all of my sins. And, Lord, I make you my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as Lord over my life. And I thank you for saving me, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Lord, go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. I thank you so much for that message. It is definitely true. We need to give back to God and do our best. Even when things get a little rough and God seems a little distant. We still need to cling to him. God loves, he treasures relationship with him. He treasures that relationship. We're here for a mission. God is at work in the world, and he wants us to join him. Amen? He wants us to join him in his work. This is an assignment. God wants us to he wants us to have a ministry in the body of Christ and a mission in the world. And our ministry is to serve to believers, and our mission is to serve unbelievers. So, you know, we have a mission here on earth, you know, to fulfill God's purpose. And that's what he brought us here for. And as Brother Kevin was saying, we worry about stuff on the earth. Some people can't turn that loose. That's why we have so much going on, because they get so many things and the stuff of this world. And guess what? It's nothing compared to what God has for us. It's nothing. But a lot of people can't turn loose because it seems so good to them. So they stateless, you know, and they can't turn it loose. They're cowards. And they want everything in the world. And a lot of them has been consumed by what's going on in the world and by the world standards and the things in the world. But they have to let their minds be transformed. Renew your mind in Christ so they can go forth. And a lot of people have gotten away from it. Can you imagine back in the day when our forefathers and grandmothers, grandparents, and so forth and so on were coming up? Oh, they prayed. Those people prayed in season, out of season, in the field, in the house, whatever they was doing, washing clothes, folding. They was praying. They prayed. They prayed.
Yes, they did.
You know, I hear stories of a many how they used to have to pick cotton and do a lot of things. My father was a farmer. These people prayed day and night. They was praying at all times, not just for their families, but they was praying for others, you know, praying for themselves. And that's the only thing they knew was prayer, because they knew it worked. They knew prayer would work.
Amen.
They kept praying at all times, praying for their families and children. We still living off some of those prayers now. They prayed for us. They prayed for their children and their families, and God brought them out. They trusted God. They trusted God. And every time I think about the Underground Railroad, I know many of you have heard about it. I think about that, how the Lord led them. Isn't that amazing? How he led them, the Underground Railroad. And that was fascinating to me. When I first heard that story, I'm like, man, wow. And that was awesome how God led them to place after place after place. Because they prayed. They trusted God. I mean, you can't go out there like that if you don't trust. They had to trust God to go through that. They had to trust him, you know, to be able to do that at night. You're running and hiding and going and knocking on people. They had to trust God.
Yes, they
and
did.
That's the way we should be. We should trust God to the fullest. Do God's will. Our purpose here on earth is to do God's will, to do his mission, you know, and speak to those who need a word. So I just give God the glory for that, because God is so good to us. Our mission is to do God's will. God's want. He deserves our best. He deserves our best, and he expects it. He expects us to make the most out of what he has given us, the abilities, the skills, and what he has given us. He wants us to make the most out of it.
Amen.
So we just thank God, because he treasures true relationships with him, and he wants us to come to him. And as Kevin prayed and said, you can just pray and ask God to come into your life. He'll do that, because if you're sincere about it, he'll do it. He'll do it. We can trust God. We can truly trust him. His word will do everything it says it'll do. His word works. Just speak his word. Sometimes we have to call upon others to pray for us. You know, we all get weak sometimes, but God will strengthen us. He will strengthen us so we can go forward. You know, and that's what it's all about. You know,
Amen.
And tell somebody else your testimony, where he has brought you from, you know, and that helps other people, you know.
Amen.
And we all have a testimony, all of us. If you don't, just keep living, you will, you know. So we just bless God tonight. You know, we thank God for the men and women who are committed, you know. We all get weak sometimes. We all may have to say, hey, forgive me. I've done wrong. I said wrong. Whatever happened, you know, as Brother Kevin was saying, we have to ask for forgiveness, but we have to move on. We can't sit in it. We go on, and we all have to do that at some point in life, all of us, all of us. So, you know, there's no one.
Amen.
Amen. Just thank God tonight. If there's anyone else that has a word tonight, Dr. Hunter, anyone else that has a word?
There's a lady on the line here. Go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead, lady.
Monique?
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed.
That's great. And we give honor to God. And I bless everyone on the line. The topic that she was talking about, I feel like deliverance plays a big part in there. We all have to be delivered, whether it be from overindulging eating, whether it be for drugs, alcohol, some people say. I mean, deliverance is a main big key in the factor of the body in order for you to follow Christ. A lot of times the things that we need to be delivered from keep us from having a relationship with Christ. So I just feel that. That's my prayer. Pray, you know, in my family for that. I pray for my husband daily. Whether she a sanctified woman can sanctify her husband. First, in 2 Peter or 1 Peter 5, I think. But that's what was led on my heart to speak about. You know, someone else can speak, but that's what I like everyone to pray for and pray. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone knows someone who may need a major deliverance in other areas, and some other areas it may be a small deliverance. That's what was led on my heart to say. Do you have anything to say to that, Dr. Hunter?
Well, the thing I would say is this. I want to thank, she is a student at Emmanuel Temple School of the Bible. I met her at the banquet, I believe, with her. And I can say one thing. When we on this radio program, God gave a desire of the heart of the believers. We're looking for the believers who have time to spend. I mean, I see lines open up wide right now. But there are a lot of people like Kevin said, a lot of people, you got to hate yourself and everything about it. Love God. Somebody turn. See, what God is saying to us as a whole, give up, because if you don't give it up to him, you ain't getting in. And I always say this, everybody has a key pass to get into heaven. That key pass is, I surrender.
Amen.
I surrender.
Amen.
And when you surrender, and see, a lot of things, my dearly beloveds, that I have had in my life, I've had to surrender. Some things I just didn't want to do. And the hardest thing to do is to love somebody that you don't love you. Especially on your job. But you gotta smile. Go to the same church you go to, you gotta smile.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure that the enemy can't use it against you. See, but God has given us the authority.
Please mute your radio because we can't hear. You're doing something in the kitchen or bath somewhere. We can't hear. Oh. Please.
And see, one of the things we do is that I thank God for the Friday night, because it's called, Dr. Delores is calling, Meet Me at the Well. And we meet. Amen. When we meet you at the well, everybody, whatever you got, pour it out. Because God wants some fresh water. And freshness is what it's all about. My mother would always tell me, she said, Sister Sonia, you're getting to be a big boy now. You're going to have to keep yourself fresh. I understand what she meant, but every time your body has an odor, you have to freshen it. So it is with your soul. Your soul has to be refreshed moment by moment by moment by moment.
Amen.
And before we can trust God, see, we're in a time, as we see it, everybody wants to have dynamite. And I always say one thing. If the fish come right, I'm knocking it out of the park. If the shot is not taken, and I say this to us tonight, but since this young lady came on the phone with us tonight, I'd like to offer prayer for her. I asked one of y'all on the line, offer prayer her. And we want to watch God move in our life like never before.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll pray. Corey, we thank you for coming on the radio station. Thank you for your confession. And we'll pray and we'll touch and agree in the name of Jesus. And I just want to continue to encourage you, this one word, believe. No matter how it looks, believe what you pray. It's all about your belief in Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're touching and agreeing with this lady and her family, Father. We're touching and agreeing, Father, that every obstacle, Father, in the name of Jesus, would be broken. Every yoke, Father, in the name of Jesus, would be broken. Father, every stronghold in the name of Jesus would be broken. And Father, you told us in your word, if we ask in your name, that you would do it. And Father, we release the Holy Spirit in this life of this family right now. That every eye would be open, Father. That every ear would be open, Father. That every heart would be open to receive the word of God. Even if her husband is not a believer, Father, let her see you in her. In the name of Jesus, Father. Because the Bible does not lie. It says a sanctified wife would sanctify her husband by doing the will of the Father. And Father, it's through your word we give you back. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You just stay on the line because we're going to be on there, but I just love the Lord and I thank God. And one of the things that I love the Lord, because God has been so good to me. So good to me. So good to me.
Amen.
All I say is, praise God, praise God.
Amen.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, he is God.
Yes.
And I would say, all I would say to us is this. The more we trust God, the more we believe God. And Dr. McClellan, may I do this?
Around so much or something, and their radio is just very distracting. I really wish you would mute it, if you would, please. It's making it hard to hear. But you know, so much has gone out so far tonight. And you said something, you and Kevin earlier, about you have to love God. We have to love God. We have to love God. We have to show that love. We have to give up everything else. And you know, sometimes that's why we have to pray, because it is hard to do. And I heard you say, Dr. Hunter, about sometimes we can even in the same church.
Yeah.
In the same areas, people are so distant, and they're supposed to be Christians.
Yeah.
And the way they act and the way you see, you know, it's some places that I don't even care to go. Because of circumstances, I have to go. But when I, you know, but when I look at the people and when I hear them and when they act so distant and when they seem so, but they say they're Christians.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, my God, you know,
what they say.
How? you know, I know we all have something we can work on and we have to pray about. We all do. I've been there. I've been there, done that, and still praying on some things. Amen? I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect.
Amen.
So we're working toward that perfection because when we know ourselves, God allow us to know ourselves. So we began to pray about those things that are keeping us separate from God. You know what I'm saying? And so that love thing is a hard thing to do because even in some churches, you try to love people and they act so cold. They're so cold. And they look at you right in your face and you can see the coldness on it.
Mm. All right.
You know, and I'm thinking, man, so what?
Lord.
You know, and I said, well, you know what? I don't even care to be among them. And I'm just being honest. I don't care to be among them because if this is where you act in the church, just how you act outside the church. I want to be outside with them. You know, and that's a sad thing. That love thing. And then some people, they talk about it. They preach on it. They don't show it at all. And it don't matter who you are. It don't matter how much you have. It don't matter where you come from. If you need prayer, don't think you so high and mighty because you may be a teacher, preacher, whatever you are, that you can't ask somebody for some prayer. Don't think you too big. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And when I see people, you know, I tell you what. When you doing your best, and like Kevin said earlier, when you are praying, and we all make mistakes, when you're praying, you want to love people, so and you come across people so cold. I mean, you can slice it. And I thought, goodness, my goodness. And they smiling, too. They smiling with it. And just cold. And you can feel it. You see it. You can feel it. If you have some spirit, you can. And see, some people... They gravitate toward that, those people, because they just like them. They just like them. So when we ask them to come up here and join us, they, I got my own, I can't, you know. They are so cold. I've never seen such cold Christians in my life. And you know what? I don't go some places I don't want to go, but because sometimes you have to go, that's the only reason you go. And when I come across a dead church, and I'm just going to be honest, and a dead place, I don't go back. Unless God sends me back, I'm not going. Because I'm not trying to satisfy nobody else. I can give you up.
Amen.
Because of the fact that you're not doing what God tells you to do. See, and when you even me in the church, I don't need to be there. God got a place for me. And see, I need to pray and ask God, Lord, when you want me, that you may get the glory. Because see, it's not about giving man, it's about giving God the glory, giving his glory back and worship. We got to come together in unity. We can't be separate. And we're in the church together, but we separate? Come on. No, we can't do that. We can't
well,
do
you
that.
Know, as I was doing study last night in my room that I do every night and day, I was reading in the book of Colossians, where God say there are hidden treasures in us.
Amen.
There are hidden treasures. And I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, Doctor. There are some hidden treasures in every believer. And when I look at a lady who sent me a prayer, a great teaching, it's a man sending over, and I look at the Lord's Prayer as a prayer Jesus taught his disciples in Matthew 6 and 9, and in Luke 11 and 12, 4. And Jesus said, when you pray, our Father, who art in heaven. Our Father. See, Jesus did not, he didn't put himself out. He include himself.
Amen.
See, when he's saying to us, when we pray, we should say, our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come. And the kingdom of God is if it's going to be in heaven, we want it on earth. So I know we got a lot of people. I know our churches I go to, sometimes I say, Lord, how did you get familiar? Well, he said, the teaching.
Yes.
Different places we go to, we have to be taught. Because if you don't have any kind of with the enemy going to think, says, see, he's going to say, well, they ain't going to bother us. I always say this here. When the devil rises, the standard of God rises in me. And see, what the Bible teaches you and I, all of us more, God is interested in our heart. Not our words. See, some people can put some high $50 words, but God looks at the heart. And see, I was studying also, everything we have, all the gifts, everything we have ain't going to heaven. It's
Amen.
One thing that's going to go to heaven. It's our heart toward God.
Amen. That's right.
Because the heart is all that God looks at. And
Amen.
God, he looks at the heart. He looks at us. What's hidden in your heart?
Amen.
And I know that many in the Old Testament, many questions were raised in our heart.
Yes.
And see, but we have to take the kings in the Old Testament position. This day, you Philistines, your head shall be lifted off your back. When the enemy comes too close, you gotta fake him back up. We don't have
Amen.
To tell the stuff the devil doing. No, I mean, I can put people off balance. They don't even know it. You know how I know? Because I said, Jesus, in my spirit way, I said, Jesus, I need authority. And Jesus,
Amen.
Move out of my way.
Amen.
And
I'm
serious.
Amen.
See, but I will say tonight, that young lady, I will press for you. We want to see you move to the next level. We know that, God, we're going to encourage you.
Amen.
We're going to ask God to give you the things you need every time for your today benefits. And but it's one thing I have found among people of color. We don't have to forgive.
That's right. That's right.
It's mighty quiet out there. I ain't going to forgive, Hunter. You remember what he did to me?
Yeah.
Well, my
yeah.
God, how do you expect for God to forgive you if you don't ask for forgiveness?
Amen. That's right.
I remember when I was in the world, I beat a man so bad one day, I had to go back later on. I wasn't even a true Christian. I asked that man to forgive me.
Amen.
See, but
Amen.
It hurt me so bad. My heart was right, but I didn't know Jesus like I know him now.
Amen.
See, it's not in our heart. Is the only and truly meaning of words. If you can say this much in your heart, remember in prayer, God is far more interested in our communication with him and speaking from our hearts.
Yes.
He don't want our specific word. Philippians 4:17 says that, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, presenting your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That's the bottom line I see.
Yes.
See, and I just want to say this, because I know we got a lot to do here tonight, and I'm giving God the glory. I'm praising God, and I'm thanking God. I know that what I say and believe what God is doing. And let me tell you something. Today was the saddest day in America. Here was a four-star general who was in love with the veterans. Tried to get the veterans what I was needed. Because you don't want you to be in a war. You got to come back some maimed. Some got the head all wrong. Some got this. Some got that. But there's such warmongers in our nation. All they want to do is have a war.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And see, and see, you got to send your daughter off. Your daughter, I mean, your son may not ever come back.
That's right.
That's why it's so important that we pray. Pray like we never prayed before. I came by the first chapter, and when he said this morning, he said, and you can tell him, he said, he talked to the man. They had a private conversation after the answer that did. See, because the man came there to help a lot of veterans. I'm an ex-veteran. And I know when they don't want to treat you right, they're going to dog you. See, the enemy's going to dog you, but you got to pray your way out.
Amen.
You got to pray your way out. And everybody says, well, it's time for them to go. I'm looking at some of the folks on this side, in other words, on the right side, left side. Hypocrites. Even in the church, hypocrites. In the pulpit, hypocrites. If it ain't about the pastor, no, I love my pastor, but let me tell you something. I love God and I do my pastor.
Amen.
My pastor is just like me, flesh and blood.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. I'm just being upfront with it. And all I want to say, I want to tell the truth. Because I know the Spirit of the Lord is moving up on somebody to come on. Because we believe what God is doing. And I know this much. And they're going to come back and tell me. Now, here's what's got me kind of, it ain't shook up, but it's got me prayed up. They can't even find my record when I was in the United States Army.
Wow.
That's what I said, wow. What have these people been doing behind the scenes? It's been a playboy thing.
Wow.
They said they can't find them right now, but you know what I believe? I said, okay, that's good. Don't find them. Let them say whatever. If you can't find them, you're going to give me 100%.
Amen.
I'm not looking for money, but I'm looking for what God said. He said, well, they're going to give it back to me 100-fold.
Amen. That's his word.
And I say to them, I say, listen, I believe in my heart, in my mind, because I can still stand and say this openly. When I had February the 13th to 1 year February the 14th, that's when I was on the line. I was saying, Lord, I don't know what to do. And I said, Lord, I done prayed for people. I done asked people how to get them to be a part of. But for some reason or another, I cannot get people to do what needs to be done. And so I just prayed, and all of a sudden, I had the phone. I went to hang it up. And there was a lady come on the phone. And I said, lady, you don't even know me. And I don't know you. But I've been praying to God. I've asked God. I have a radio station. I don't know what to do with it. And she said to me, she said, I've been praying to God. I just got to talk to her. And she said, what do you want done? See, while you are praying, God, somebody got to. Somebody's got the phone on.
You, Sam.
Okay, let me say it like they can hear me. But I want to say this much to us. What we have in our lives today, we got a great ministry. We got a great time. We got a 24/7. But it's going to cost people some action. Some action.
Amen.
You got to rise up in the morning, and you got to pray much.
Amen.
Just because you want to go look at TV, leave the TV alone sometimes and go talk to the Father.
Amen.
Go talk to the Father, because the Father has a word for you.
Amen.
Now, I know this, the more I just pray and ask God, I said, Lord, help me to understand. And without reading that book last night, I said, good Lord Almighty. Paul said these words. He said, word that just cut through the chain. He said, no, God is down there for a reason. He has mystery.
Yes.
And he's done it. And why did he bring the Gentiles in? I tell people, they say, well, I don't know. But that's above my head. No, it ain't above your head. You ain't prayed and asked God for an understanding. And that's why the disciples, that's why John laid close to Jesus Christ. He laid on the chest and God gave him intimate questions and answers. And that's all we want to do. I want to lay close to God. Father, in Jesus' name, Jesus, I'm here. I got a question I want to ask you. I got a question I want to ask. How do I love somebody that I don't like? I know they don't like, but I want to love them.
Mm.
You know what the Bible says? Love them anyway.
Love them anyway. Even your enemies.
Wait a minute. Love them anyway. Lord, you mean love them anyway? Yes.
Mm.
Look what I paid on Calvary for you.
Amen.
I paid the price.
Amen.
He said, you don't believe me? He said, let me direct your attention to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. He said, who gave his life, he became a man equal to God, but still took on the flesh of a man. He gave his life. He died the death of the cross. Why did he do that? That he, Jesus Christ, might set us free. And that he would destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Amen. So I say, why do we want to act? I'm not Fred. I'm a soldier.
Amen.
I'm a soldier.
Amen.
You ain't gonna get no negative fighting out of me. I say to the world, you can fight me negative all you want, but I'm going to keep praying for you. Because I know what God has said. Jesus said this in his word. He talks to us very candidly. And he has the word. You see, and what we have to understand and take God's word, he who believes. Now, see, divine life in us is by faith. Divine life is by faith. To those of us who believe, it will and shall come to pass. Why? Because we believe it's supernatural. The God we serve is supernatural. Lord, nobody but God got that woman that day we prayed for. Nobody but God, but it's because we had divine intervention.
Amen.
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 If we believe,
amen.
The power of the enemy was destroyed. And you know what? I tell my grandsons, I say, you ain't got to bow to nobody but Jesus Christ. But make sure you know what you're bowing to. And some people say, he too young to learn. I said, no, he not.
That's right.
He ain't too long. Too young because Satan wants to mold them while they're young. Pray
Amen.
For your children. Pray for your grandchildren. Pray for somebody's grandchildren. Why we got so much hell in the world today is because the enemies rise up and say, all of you cowards, I've taken over. He ain't took over nothing.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But we, my God, I'm getting excited, but I love you, Lord. You
Amen.
See,
Amen.
You got to believe in your heart. Your heart is where it all comes from. If you don't believe it in your heart, see, it ain't no good.
Amen.
And see, I say this to her. It is, I always say it like it's a done deal. I said it to Dr. McClendon. I said, when she said it, I said, well, it's a done deal.
Yeah.
You know what's a done deal? That's the old colloquial in the world. It's a done deal. In other words, the price that Jesus paid is a done deal.
Amen. Amen.
The stamp of approval is on it. It's a done deal.
Amen. Amen.
Once we leave this body, we're going to have what we need to do while we're living is where we're going to go. We're going to spend time in hell, a time in heaven. I believe that all of us on this line that are listening to us by the internet around the world, Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus said, "Behold, I come and I come quickly." Well, he's here already. But he's holding back the Holy Spirit. He's holding God back. Why do you think there's so much action that's going on? Why is America falling by the wayside? Why is all of that? It's because we believe. When David told that big giant, said, no. He said, no. And he said, you mean you're going to come back with a slingshot? Yeah. All I got is a prayer. And I'm going to tell that big giant, this day your head shall be at my possession. And he cut his head off. Now somebody said that was cold. No, that was the tradition. Even God told Moses, tell him what I do is to cut the heads off. You mean God that cold? Yes. But he's righteous.
Amen.
He's righteous.
Yes.
And all I said is somebody, I hope and pray that somebody's listening, and I hope I stirred somebody up. Dare to believe.
Yeah.
As the boy said when I was watching him, he said, I never dog dare you. You ain't
Amen.
Got no punch. The first time he was gone. And I asked him one question. I said, what you want to go down with the right or the left? He said, but I dare you. I never dog dare you. And next thing I know, the man, I done knocked him out. See, you've got to have that believability in your own heart to know that you can, what you can do. You got to do it. You believe.
Amen.
Somebody
Amen.
Said, well, you don't need to believe for that car. Shut up. I want me a Rolls Royce. Yeah. I want a Rolls Royce. I want me an airplane. Oh, man, you just dumb nut, because the Bible tells me God giving us all things that we might enjoy them.
Amen.
Now, don't just this car to get a Rolls Royce, I got to ride around like a pimp. Oh, no. I'm going out to do God's business. I want to ride to Dallas. I got five people. Can y'all ride to Dallas or go to Dallas up there? We're going to go up there. If there's no more, to get on that turnpike and just pray and come back to Houston. Our assignment was taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And we get out there, we invite the lady all the way from New Jersey down here in Big Houston and have a great revival. People say, oh, man, ain't going to happen. Who said it's not going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Speak those things that be not as though they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this to anybody. If you don't want to be a coward, you're hanging with the wrong guy. I am not a coward. I'll strengthen you. I'll prop you up. I'll kick your feet under you and help you before you fall. Oh, don't fall. But I'm trying to encourage you. Encourage me. I like Alan. Alan don't know how he is. I said, wow, this man can pray. Come to find
Amen.
Out this man know the word of God.
Amen.
Come to find out another lady. My God, what is this woman? I put stuff on paper. She corrected. My God. God said, everything you need, ask and believe. And I'm saying to all of us online, we can believe.
Amen.
We can believe. Now, we had a lady the other night on the radio. I prayed. And I don't use the interrupter with the radio, but it was last Thursday night. And they had the program. And the Spirit of the Lord came over me to tell her, I don't know who's on the line, but God said that they got a new car. You're going to get a new car. The woman and husband went by the car. They just look at the man and say, y'all come to get y'all a new car? They called me. It ain't me. They call it God in me. See, what God has deposited in me, I must also dispense it.
Amen.
I must dispense it. Can I help somebody that's hurting? Yes. Can I pray for somebody that's hurting? Yes. Can I love somebody? Can I? Yes. What can I do? I have to do what God told me to do. I will do it. I love y'all. I let somebody talk.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Allen, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Right here.
Lord. Amen.
I just thank God for the words that Brother Hunter was saying about the encouragement. You know, that all you really have to do is believe. It's important that you understand that your belief systems activates God in your faith.
Yes.
Move God.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Once you believe, once you have spoken, your faith activates. Your belief is an anchor in God, because you're believing that God is able to do exceedingly above all that you can ask or think. Whatever you're asking God to do, He can do it. That's what you're believing. When you pray to God, you're praying that He's going to do what you ask Him to do.
Amen.
You know, it's important that we understand the power of prayer. You know, I know in some organizations, in some churches, you know, you may hear preachers praying and for long periods of time, and then when you hear Jesus praying in the book of John, the sincerity and the purpose that He prayed for us, you know, as us abiding in Him and He in Him, and with the love that you had before, that you have in Him and through us, that we have that same kind of love. And then, you know, when you read the power of prayer through the book of John, and then the actions what Jesus was saying, Lord, I pray that You would not take them out of the world, but that You would keep them in the world.
Uh-huh.
And that You keep them in Me.
Amen.
That nobody, see, prayer is so important. You don't, when you pray, once you believe, the Bible says, when you pray, believe.
Amen.
That's the same thing if when you're going to a group prayer. You don't have to pray a long, drawn-out prayer and start sweating. You can just pray a simple, heartfelt, believing prayer, and you can walk away with it. The book of Mark talks about trying to follow them that believe.
Amen.
He tells us in the book of, when you read the book of Mark, the 15th chapter, the 15th verse, He talks about these signs can follow them, you that believe. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, these signs are going to follow you. You don't have to look back and see if they're coming.
Amen.
Because that's not belief. You have to know that you know. That what you have spoken is going to come to pass. You know, I want to encourage everyone that's on the radio station. I know that you may have asked God for things, and just that it comes to me in the Holy Spirit like this here. The Bible is saying, ask, and it shall be given.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is it that you have to continue to ask over and over and over again for the same thing that you have already asked to God from the first time? Is it because you didn't believe?
Good question.
See, it doesn't say ask over and over again. It says ask, and it shall be what? Given.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's important that you have a belief that when you ask the Father, just like those children, you know how the grocery stores always have that candy right there before the register? Because it's catering to the children. It's catering to those little old babies. And they say, Mama, can I have this here? And the mama is saying, no, you can't have it because you haven't eaten yet. You know, you've been a bad baby, whatever the case may be. But guess what be happening? They be asking, they be crying, and if they don't get their way, and the mama say, go and get it, girl. Go and get it, boy. but that's just in the natural. So how great is the Father when we ask the Father that sits up in heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ that's sitting right there on the right hand of the Father of him, he's saying, ask, and it shall be given.
Amen.
So it's important that you believe when you pray, when you believe, the lady that came on the radio station, no matter what's going on, what you're asking the Lord to do, we pray that prayer of faith in believing.
Amen.
We believe, and so we have spoken, and it's done. That's just it. And it's nothing else that I can add to that prayer right there, because why? We believe.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We believe.
It's just like this here. When you've done some, hallelujah. I'm making it personal. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Bless God. When you have asked God to forgive you of your sinful nature and you believe, He forgives you. So tomorrow, the Lord tell you, say, Lord, forgive me of that sin that I did yesterday. He said, and the Lord is going to say, what sin?
Amen. That's right.
Because the Bible says that He throws it into the sea of forgiveness. There's a sea called the sea of forgiveness. That he can't find it. He don't want to find it. He just wants you to come to him and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin.
Amen.
And the Bible says he throws it in the sea of forgiveness. As far as the east is from the west, he won't remember it anymore.
Amen.
So ask whatever you ask the Father for. He says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
See, a lot of people, they like to say this here. They like to say this thing right here. He said, well, you're asking something too high for you. Like Dr. Hunter, he asked for that Rolls Royce, right? So guess what? That's not too high for the Lord. Guess why? It's a commodity. It's stuff.
Thank you.
That car is STUFF. It's stuff. It's got wheels on it. It's got an engine in it. It's got seats in it. All it is stuff. And guess what? When you get out of this world right here, you can't take it with him.
Thank you.
And then when he get up to heaven, he's going to say, Lord, I had a Rolls Royce. And he ain't gonna think about that Rolls Royce. He's going to be so full of the glory, he don't think about nothing down here.
No.
He ain't gonna be thinking about, I left mommy and father, I left sister and the Lord and Kevin, and he ain't gonna be thinking about that. He's gonna be so full of the joy of being there in the presence of the Lord. Why in the world you think he's gonna be sitting back here thinking about what he left back here?
No.
That's why don't let people fool you in thinking that you can't ask the Father for anything.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is believe it, because that's just Bible. The Bible says ask and it shall be given. It doesn't tell you what to ask for. It says in whatsoever. It has another verse. It says in whatsoever that you shall ask the Father in my name, I will do it.
Do
it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why the power of prayer is so important for you to understand who you're praying to. You have to understand how great God is, the God that created this earth. I'm looking at this tree right now. I'm looking at this tree, how old it is, and the bark of it in the center of it is rotting out, but the leaves are still growing on the side of this tree. And it's going to produce some pears. That's how great God is. God can take anything and still produce life. Thank you.
Yes.
He took Ezekiel. He took Ezekiel out there to the valley of dry bones and asked him a question. He said, "Son of man, can these bones live it?"
Lord have mercy.
Can these bones live?
Thank you. Can these bones live it? And the Elijah response says, "Lord, thou knowest." See, what you ask the Father for, it's not impossible. It's not too high for you. That it overwhelms you. He says, ask. And so the power of prayer is inside you. But the power to believe is your anchor in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the power of faith activate that prayer. That's why the Hebrews talks about, it says, now faith.
Now faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're already anchored in Jesus through your belief in him. Martha was anchored in Jesus. Mary was anchored in Jesus to know that I know now, even now, if you ask the Father. That's what they said. I know now, even now, I know if you ask the Father, he'll do it. And that's the same thing that I've been doing right now. I've been asking the Father.
Amen.
And guess what he's going to do? He'll do it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Whatever that you're asking in your lifetime right now, if you are a believer, if your soul is anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you're not anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to get anchored into the Lord Jesus Christ to know that Jesus walked on the water. You need to know that.
Woo.
You need to know that Jesus made the only confession that man can never make. He said that I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to raise it up again. Jesus sat in the grave in a borrowed tomb for 3 days, and he woke up the third day early in the morning. Now, why would you not believe that? No Buddha, no Allah, none of that other mess, no big fat man has ever made that quotation come to true in their life, in their scriptures.
Amen.
None of the God, no Baal has ever, ever, ever walked on water. No other doctrine on the face of this earth has ever called a man that was dead for 4 days and woke him up again.
Thank you, Jesus.
So the question ever is, why wouldn't you not believe in him? Why? What's holding you back from believing in Jesus?
Ooh,
glory. What's holding you back? All you have to do, that if you're on the radio station, you've been going through some things, just like I've been going through some things. You've been doing some things that haven't been well. But listen, you can call on the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You can call upon him like I call upon him from the depths of my soul.
Lord.
I laid down on that ground, and when I got up with strength.
Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
thank
guess
you.
What? When I Hallelujah! Woo!
Hallelujah.
When I got up, guess what? I can see.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I had my focus, and guess what? I can hear.
Amen.
Because I can hear.
Amen.
Thank
God for Jesus.
Amen.
Because you know why? When I went to God, I went to him believing.
Amen.
That was
thank
it.
You.
Because I went to him believing with all. I opened up my heart, my life to him, and I started believing because I know he did it before and he'll do it again. Because guess what? I'm yet alive.
Amen.
I'm yet alive.
Thank you.
So you out there in Radio Land, you're yet alive for this purpose. You're not on this radio station by coincidence. But what we want to encourage you is that whatever that you find yourself gripped on, holding back, whatever that your strongholds may be that you don't want nobody else to know, guess what? God already know it. What we're encouraging you to do is get around a believer that can pray for you. Get around, if you don't feel like you need to get around somebody, a believer that can pray for you, guess what you can do? You can get down on your knees right now by yourself. You can call on the name of Jesus. You can say, Father, in the name of Jesus. And guess what? His ears is open.
Mm-hmm.
When you call on God, the Father, in the name of Jesus, his ears open to what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
When you get up, or if you're standing up, when you take that next step, you know that. And if you ask for forgiveness, you know that it's been granted. As long as Jesus Christ is sitting right on the right hand of the Father, the Bible says he's making intercessory for us.
Amen.
And as long as the Holy Spirit is down here on this earth right now, he's making intercessory for us with groans and moanings that we don't even know what we're saying.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
No problem. That's why God told Samuel this. He said, I don't look at outward appearance, a man. I look at that heart.
Mm.
That's what he's looking at. He's looking at that heart.
Yes.
Like Dr. Hunter was saying, he's saying that he's looking at that heart. It's the heart that God is looking at. He's working in the heart of the mind. The battle is right there, but God is looking at that heart. He's saying, oh, yeah, I can work with that. Yeah, I see some things over here. He said, oh, yeah, you're down the line, it's going to be getting on out of there because I see that heart. That heart of Kevin is geared towards me. That heart of Sonya is geared towards me. That heart of Dolores is geared towards me. They're running. They got their focus. And these people, Dr. Herman, really is saying, Lord, it's going to be you.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. You're saying out of everything else, it's gonna be you.
Amen.
Amen.
No car, no job, all of this stuff that we have accomplished in this world, all of this stuff is gonna be you.
Amen.
And he said, I see your heart. I'm looking at your heart. I see your heart. That's why he said, there's a little old running young boy out there that's out there with the sheep, and he came running smelling like sheep.
Yeah.
He said, that's the one right there, because look at his heart. And that little old one right there is going to kill a giant. That little old one right there called Willie, that's a giant player. That little one right there called Dolores, that's a giant player. That little one right there called Sonya, that's a giant slayer. Your name is calling right there. Gerard is saying that little one right there is a giant slayer. That one right there is a yoke breaker. That one right there is a healer. That one right there got the gift of tongues. That one right there got the gift of healing. That one right there got the gift of interpretation of dreams.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, that one right there that has a heart towards me.
Amen. Amen.
And then the Holy Ghost said, I'm going to make them like Incredible Hulk.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes.
They're going to come out of that. They're going to come out of that little old David Banner attitude, and they're going to come out with a praise on like Incredible Hulk.
Hallelujah.
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 That's why all you have to do is believe. Just know that it is God that worketh in you to do the will of him. It's God. It's up to you to surrender your life to him. It's up to you to let him in your life. Your life will always, always never be the same when you get your life to Christ. You have a new destiny. You have a new outlook on life when you give your life to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Things are going to happen in your life that you've never, ever experienced in your life. Favor, gifts. The Bible talks about this favor. God says that I'm going to open up a window from heaven, and I'm going to pour you out a blessing that you may not have room enough to receive it.
Amen. Amen.
That scripture holds true in the book of Job. God allowed the devil to take everything that Job had except for his life and his wife.
Do.
But in the latter end, God blessed him with double.
Amen.
And then on the latter end of that, he got to see his children's children's children of the three generations.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And you think that's the same God that we serve? That's the same one that we serve, y'all. He hasn't changed.
Amen.
We try to fit him in the. We try to fit God in our society where we at right now, but God never changes.
Amen.
He's the same God way back when he talked to Moses from the burning bush. He's the same God that told Moses to put that rod in that lake and let blood come up. He's the same God way back when. He's the same God that met Daniel and the Hebrew boys. He met Daniel in the lion's den and the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. He's the same God.
The same God.
He's the same God that allowed Jacob that was sleeping on that rock to see this ladder and angels coming up and down.
Hallelujah.
He's the same God that talked to Jacob, told him, you can go on back home. And Jacob was afraid of his brother Esau.
Yes.
He's the same God that told him, I will be with you, Jacob.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you. He's
the same God that Jacob wrestled with.
Yes.
He's the same God that we pray to every day.
Amen.
Believe it.
Yes.
As I close out on this encouragement to you, all you have to do is believe.
Yes.
That's why I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of prayer talks about, and you may get tired of me saying it, but it's important that you understand that the Bible says one can put a thousand to flight. Two, touching in the green can put 10,000 to flight.
Amen.
Thank you.
I did not write that in there. It says one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000.
Yes.
And so I always think about this here before I close. I said, well, what about the 1,001? That's right.
My God.
So I'd rather have 10,000 then to flight than to have the 1,000. This is the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Amen.
1,000 flight. Two can put 10,000. And boy, three. Wow. My God. Only he can figure that one. You know, we just, I just thank God because his words are so encouraging. His words give us strength. He encourages us to go forth. I mean, it's just truly a blessing. You know, he encouraged Gideon. You know, and God is an awesome God. He is truly an awesome God. I just ask the Lord, God, give us a double portion. I'm like,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know, double portion, Lord God. You know, and I just thank God because even sometimes when we get weak, we can pray to God. He's trusting us. We get back and we start running full force, you know, for the
Hallelujah.
Lord. And every one of us, God has given a talent, a gift. We can use that. We can work together. Whatever your gift, if you're a speaker, I can encourage. Or whatever God has given us, we can work together. If you're an intercessor, hey, God bless you. You know, whatever God has given you, use that. Use it. Because it's a true blessing to our lives, you know?
Amen.
And we just thank God that we can come together in unity and begin to pray, you know? And it's so important that we do. It's really important that we come together, pray for one another, and be there for one another. Because there are times that we need some, we know we can talk to the Lord at any time of the day, the night. We can call upon the name of Jesus. But then sometimes, that we just need somebody to talk to, a human. We need somebody to talk to, you know? And sometimes God will lead you to those people or those people to you. And that's a great blessing from God, you know, that he has men and women in this earth that, oh, Lord, hallelujah, that he can trust with the word. He can trust
Thank you, Lord.
You.
Thank you.
He can trust
Thank
you, Lord. He can trust you, you know? It's important to be trusted. He can trust, most of all, important to be trusted by the Lord. You know, it's
Amen.
A privilege to serve him, to work for him. But when he trusts you with the word to pray for somebody else, to encourage somebody else, that's a blessing.
Amen.
It's truly, truly a blessing, you know, to have believers on your side. And sometimes God has put somebody in your spirit and you start praying for them, you know. God knows what we need when we need it.
Yes, he does. Amen.
Amen. And we just talk for that because no, what's ahead. But God does. And sometimes he'll have you middle of the night or whatever. He'll have you praying not only for yourself and family, but for other believers. That has
yes, he will.
That around us, and we began to pray for one another. And God keep us. Man, that is a blessing. True believers. You know, those who trust God from their heart, those who carry the word. And like, as Dr. Hunter said, and Brother Kevin said, when you pray, you believe that it's done. It's done already. I ain't got to look back. Yeah. It's done. It's already done. I ain't going to even look back. I know it's done already. God's word said so. He's not a man that he should.
Amen.
Whatever his word says, it'll do it. If
it'll
I don't
it.
Have strength by myself, I can call somebody else who have a little more strength than I do.
Amen.
And we can begin to pray. One can put 1,000 to flight, but two, good God Almighty. Woo!
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know we got some more people on the line want to say something. Come on, speak up.
Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The fire. Shande sikiyata ha. Lori baba sokolandiriota radandiriota. Liriota sa diriota son diota son diota son diota son de. Kilanderuri atiriyanda sa. Omba kaha. Lori ma baba soko hohoya. O ma papa paya. Nirma po sokiriyande se. Helambe ko shande sikiriyando ho shande. Hele bobo bo sandere yondere kiki yondere sa. Mammo siki che heko papo potsa yande de da. Lambe ko yande siki yo ho ho. Ma yande iko loro ore yondere 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 yo. Heko ro siki yande he. Lambe ko yondere ho ta sa. Limbo ko chande ko yande yanda. Iko chande ko on. Hele mambo sayata. Liriana na sikiria ekosa lema baba sata ekosande o komba sikiriande seka lambe ko sande kiyande hiya o baba basi onde lambe ko radi riata da sikirio o baba basata lande sikiriande sikiria leri baba o sande riande sikiriande o lambe ko rande riota O mama vasi yote, lambe korandiri yandiri onda dare sikiri yande yola da baba pasa. Ye baba sa, mama sa didi o, my God. Baba si yonde sikiri yande, lande si sa, lambe si yonde hita. Yori mama vasi andiri yondiri o, masi di o, dare sikiri o, dare bata ra 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 ra. Onderi o sandiri. Even above Sunday. Oh my God, have mercy upon us. Shande si. Let him above city on the Eko Sate. Let him above Sata. Shed him above Sata. Eko the Sikiri O, Jerry O, Jerry O. Ay, 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 ay. Mambe sikuriata da papa bosom dirio mo sikiriande seria lele mama soto lema mama ma. And Father, we just believe tonight in the prayer we pray. We know, Father, that all things work according to your will, your word through Jesus Christ. And we want to thank you for giving us the fullness of your word. You give us the fullness. the fullness of your word. And I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight for another opportunity, Father, to praise your holy name, to love you, to adore you, to magnify you. Nothing I have, it belongs to you. It's because you have made it possible. You spoke it into my life. You breathed into my life. I want to thank you for what you've given me. I want to thank you for my wife, for my son, my daughter. I want to thank you for my grandchildren. I want to thank you for my side of the family, sisters and brothers, my wife's side of the family. I just want to thank you for those on the radio station with us. Somebody right now is getting a healing in their heart. Somebody's getting an understanding of what you're doing for them. I want to thank you this night for my dear brother, who, Father, many times I've had to give myself over to you completely. Every day, completely. Because without you, I can't make it. But in you, I can do all things. And I believe it, Father. I speak it, Father. I speak it. Because out of my mouth, you breathe life. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for the supernatural power you've given us tonight. I want to thank you for everyone who took it upon themselves as I asked to come on the prayer line. And, Father, I just say anointing, 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 anointing to all who can believe. Hallelujah. 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 From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anointing. Fire. Let the fire come upon them tonight. Fire. Let the fire come upon them. Let the fire come upon them, Father. Let the fire. Fire. That were out of their eyes, fire. Out of their words, fire. Out of their movements, fire. Fire. The holy fire. Let it come upon them, Father. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, let the fire. 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 Hallelujah. For that young lady that we just met, Father. And I want to thank you for, I pray for tonight. I pray for her whole family. I pray for the fullness in her life. I pray that she will press her way in. Press her way in. And you, Father, you said, call me, and I will answer you. We call you, Father, and you're answering us tonight. I want to thank you tonight for somebody in Hempstead. I want to thank you somebody in the 50 United States. I want to thank you in every continent. Somebody that don't have what we have. Somebody that desires to know the true and living God. We don't have a Muhammad. We don't have a Buddha. We have a true and living God. A God who said, I am that I am, and beside me there is none other. I want to thank you, Father. Oh, I praise you. Oh, I praise
you.
Oh, I praise you. Oh, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the healing of bodies. I want to thank you for the healing of mind. I want to thank you for those who don't have money. I speak money into their presence. I speak whatever they need into their presence because it's the word. We speak the word. Jesus said we can do what we say because he will not hold it back from us. He said, dare to believe. We believe. We believe. We believe. We believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank you tonight, Father. I want to thank you tonight, Father. We're about to come to halfway in this United States in this year. Father, we're at the 6 months of part of that. And we want to thank you for keeping a watch over us in America. I want to thank you for watching over all we have. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. And, Father, from continent to continent, from state to state, let your glory rise to those who believe. And, Father, we pray for Israel. For you said, he that keepeth ill shall neither slumber nor sleep. Oh, we praise your name. We praise your name. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for the great revival, for the movement tomorrow. At on Laura Coppy, Father, we're at 2 o'clock. We're going to have graduates and the doctoral and the masters and the bachelors and then the degrees. Okay. Because they sit time to study your word, to impact your word in their lives, make a change in their attitude. Let them see what you say. All things are possible. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. I give you the glory. I give you the glory. I love you. I adore you. I speak abundance. I speak abundance to all believers. I speak abundance to all who can believe. If thou can believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. For Jesus, you talk to the disciples. Hallelujah. 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 You talk to the disciples, Father. When they didn't have money, Jesus said, go open the fish in the mouth and you'll find the money. You showed us how to create money. You showed us how to bring bread. You showed us, Father. And we stand in your word. Hallelujah. Hey, Mama Bo Sunday. Hey, cool. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I love you, Father. I adore you. I magnify you. Without you, I can't be nothing. Without you, I can be nothing. Without you, I have nothing, but it's all belong. Because I have it, belongs to you. Whatever I hope to do belongs to you. It belongs to you. And I give it to you, Father, because I know I give you my heart constantly. Created me a clean heart. Created me a clean heart. And don't take that Holy Spirit from me. Whatever you do, Holy Father, don't take the Holy Spirit from me. Because the Holy Spirit is all I have in this life. All I have in this life. All I have in this life. I need you. I need your Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit. I need you. I need your Holy Spirit. Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua HaMashiach. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yeah. Mama.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Love you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank
love
you,
Jesus. For our greatest work, Father, you said just before, the greatest work is just before. The harvest is great, but the labors are few. The harvest is great, but we got to get more labors, Father. We got to believe and pray more labors into this vineyard so we can work the work of him that called us and sent us. I love you, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. You said in your word, Holy Father, you said the thoughts that I have toward you, honey, the thoughts I have to those on the radio, the thoughts I have are thoughts are not evil, but they're thoughts that make you prosper and bring you to a blessed end. Oh, we love you, Father. We love you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we love you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For Jesus Christ. Thank you for him. Thank you for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I shall live and not die, and I declare the works of the Lord that may come before me. I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord before me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 If you can make a dumb talk, you can make also a blind man to see.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We need that anointing, Father, in our lives. Those who are on the radio station, those that are around us, they need that anointing to lay hands on the sick and bring in the fullness of your word. Blinded eyes shall be opened. Deaf ears and they lame shall walk. Your word said it. But where are the laborers, Father? We want to become one part, one body in Christ, Father. I want us to have that apostolic move in our lives. I want us to have that apostolic. We want to get out and get busier. Because when the time comes, when my time is up, Jesus will call me home. When your time is up, he will call us home. Because the Bible says, there's a place in the bosom of Abraham. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, yes. My God. There's fire in somebody's feet. There's fire in somebody's feet right now. Woo! Yes. Woo! Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name. Woo!
Yes.
No! Woo!
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Father, I lay my hands up on this lady calling earth. I call it through the faith because the Bible said we speak it. We speak it in the faith. I send the word. I send the healing. I send the desires of our heart. I call the things that the enemy is trying to hold up back. Loosen and let go in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. I command it to be free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody in our family is being set free right now. They're being free.
Yeah.
Yes. They're being free right now. Yes. Free.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, they're being set free. And everyone else on the radio, there's somebody in our family being set free.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For freedom, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I want to thank you, Father, for the day you stood there and proved it. You proved you have power with death. When that man was dead for 4 days, because the Jews believed for 3 days they had to give. But Father, he let them 2 days going and 2 days coming. He says, roll back the stone. They call him by his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call him by his name.
Yes.
Lazarus, come.
No, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All the technology can't do with God. The technology has no power to God's power. Hallelujah.
Almighty God. Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Oh, yes, I praise you. I love you. I adore you. I love you, Father. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank you,
Father.
Thank you.
And Father, I thank you that you taught me in my early life and where I'm now. I have no power over anybody's life. I can't even buy a soul. I don't have enough money to purchase that soul because I come to Jesus. And I want to love that person. I want to love that person despite it all. Oh, yes. We hear you, sister. I hear you talking to the Lord. God say, ask all you want because he's going to give it to you. Somebody out there is asking God, but you got to give up something. 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 You got to give up the flesh. You got to give up the flesh. Flesh die. I always say the flesh profits nothing. It is a spirit. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. Hallelujah. Ma. Woo. My God.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless my grandson in this life, in the life that I see them grow up to be with you. Hallelujah. I want to thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for everything
you've done for me. You didn't have to do it, but you did it. You showed me your pure love, your pure unadulterated love toward me.
Thank you, Lord.
who was a sinner, who was a backbiter. But that man don't live here no more, and I thank you, Father. Hallelujah! 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 Praise you. Praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray and believe, Father, tonight. I just believe, Father. I don't care what they say. I believe in your word. All things are possible because I believe. I believe. Hallelujah.
God, glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I am delivered from darkness. I'm delivered into the kingdom of God. I'm delivered. I'm transformed into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. By the blood, Yeshua HaMashiach. By the blood, He bore. All glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, when you hear me moaning and groaning, God is birthing something for somebody to get a blessing. Something is being birthed. Something is being birthed in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
I don't know who it is, God. Something is going to happen. Something is happening to somebody.
Hallelujah.
Fire. Woohoo. Oh, Jesus. Don't you love him? Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Do you love him?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's like that lady sang that song, and it just moved my heart. Take me to the king. Hurry up and take me to the king.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to feel like I'm boasting. I'm making love to the Lord Jesus Christ because the love is its affection. It's what He's shown to me, what He's done for me. And when I'm at home sometimes, I'm here at this house by myself through the day, during the night, and I just break out in prayer and praise. And I'm trying to say to you tonight, because God said to tell you, if you can pray for 1 hour, God will hear you. He's not short of hearing. He knows already, but He wants you to, God said, let me know that you know.
Hallelujah.
When I was coming up and growing up, they told me, said, you look here, blah, blah, blah. You'll never have anything. You'll never be nobody. You can't have this. I said, that ain't me. I was a young man growing up.
Yes.
They told me, said, you don't get no education. Got an education.
Yes.
High school.
Yes.
Went to the military service. Served the country. Come back. Got my bachelor's and master's.
Yeah.
That's as far as you're going to go in school. Went further. Got another master's. Got another bachelor's. Got another associate's. Got two doctors. All of this to show the world things are there. But it's according to your faith in the word of God.
According to your faith.
And my faith doesn't even have a cap top on it. I always keep the valve open so it can be explosive. Faith is what God appreciates. Faith is what God moves. Faith moves God. Faith moves God. Look at Abraham. Faith moves God. Faith moves. Faith moved Abraham. Faith moved Abraham. He became, and he took on the faith that he didn't have, but he took it anyway. Because it was through Abraham that we have a right to the body of Christ. It's through his blood. We Gentiles were a fall. But what Abraham did, what he did, he brought us in. God preached to him before he would even come to this generation. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
He said, I will no wise cast anybody out. He's not going to cast nobody out because he's calling. This is the hour we live in. This time is now. I'm not worried. I don't care if he's black or white, rich or poor. Do you know one? Do you want to know Jesus? Do you want to know Jesus?
Amen.
Do you want to know Jesus?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
My God!
Yeah.
See, the more we have believers, we add to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
The more we add, the more we... But some people don't want to stay in church alone. A long time. Well, I say a building. The church is within the church. But I always say this here. Get with somebody that can give you instruction.
Yeah,
can help
yeah.
you.
Amen.
You
amen.
Know, everybody's on their own mission. Ain't forgot
yeah.
about God's mission. I'm serious. Some people on their mission
mm-hmm.
and not God's mission. And I can always say, if we can ever come together, if we can ever come together, we're going to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him what I know. If that God left that 109 years old man, that old man, and I spent 2 weeks with him, I learned what the Holy Spirit can do if you will humble yourself to God through Jesus Christ. When that old man would lay hands on people after his preaching, right here in Houston, I saw people that had on the other hair flying off their head, clothes flying off. The power of God was so, that's what I desire. I'm not trying to be a big time man. I'm already a big time man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You got to get what you want and want what you get. You got to know it. If you see it, that belongs to me.
Yeah.
That belongs to me. What? Yeah, that's just not that. That belongs to me. Why? Because I've asked God for it. When are you going to get it? When he said to me, when am I going to get it? When God said the time is right. See, everything is according to the time. And with God, there is no time.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jesus. You mean there's no time with God? No, there isn't, because God is eternal. But he sets a barometer for those in the earth realm. And the angels, they the ones bring the blessing in. That's what the Bible says. They're ministering spirit to us. They bring us what we pray about. They're sitting there listening right now. The angels are listening. And they want to say, Father, and God says, take it to that angel. Take it over there to this lady at this 5104, the 5240, the 1641, the 3808, the 8620, 2113, 0820. Take what they desire because they have shown me they can trust me.
Thank you, Lord.
They can. And all I did was call your last phone number, but I'm saying to you, God.
Yes.
Woo, Jesus. I feel it. Whoa, I feel the anointing up on me.
Hallelujah.
And I can say this for the children. Because I know that I know that I know that I know. God cannot lie.
Amen.
He done proved it. He done proved it.
Amen.
He done proved it.
Yes.
He done proved it. Amen. God can do everything. God can do everything but lie.
Yes.
He can do everything but lie. He's been telling the devil. He says, and I love what Kevin said. He said, Satan, hast thou considered my servants on the radio program? Satan said, yeah, I have, but I can't get to them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here's
the protection.
Praise God.
I always like to tell everybody, God gave me a baseball bat. God gave me boxing gloves. God gave me a golf club. And I can do what I need to do with it because it's a swing. It's a swing.
Amen.
As long as you've got it in your hand, you've got something to say to the devil, you have no right to be on my property. Get off.
Amen.
You have no right to get on my property. Get off.
Get off. He has no right. I don't care. No, you don't have no right to be on my property. Some people say, well, we can't come to you like you used to. Oh, really? Why we can't come? I said, God, you think of my, why you can't come? Well, I'm going to tell you why you can't come, because I'm praying. I will never tell you, but I'm praying that no enemy shall come near my dwelling place. The Bible says it. He said to us, those of us come together, we encourage each other. I've been encouraged by Dr. DeLores. I've been encouraged by the evangelist. I've been encouraged by the lady from, I've been encouraged. I've been encouraged. It's much to do in a short time. Because when we look at it, I only looked yesterday. And I'm going to just be honest with you. It looked like yesterday I was 19 years old. And here I'm 65. But I still feel like I'm young. I still feel like I'm young. Amen. I feel it. I don't care what nobody say. No, I'm a young man. Because if Caleb said he was 80 years old, he said, Lord, give me that mountain.
Yes.
Wow. That's all God says is our faith. Our faith precludes our faith. It's God's faith.
Yes.
My
God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. See, God's plan is a wonderful plan.
Yes, it is.
I thank my Lord for coming to heaven. I think all heaven is moved by his sight.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! See, when Moses brought the law didn't have any power.
Amen.
But it was a schoolmaster. But when faith came, the key that was locking us to fall to the ground.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
Hallelujah.
See, and I say this, the more you don't hate America, pray for it, because we're getting ready to possess it. It belongs to us. The righteous. All this stuff they got. Like that Kevin said, I always say this stuff. It's ours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because God said it. He said, I give you all things.
Yes.
Not that we can boast about it, but that we might enjoy it.
Amen.
I'm not going to want to get that road run. I'm not going to boast about it. I'm going to make sure my wife, I said, you go where you want to go in the car. When I get the airplane, I'm going to go there. Because when I'm in the airplane, I'm going to preach different places. See, that's what it's all about. It's for the glory of God.
Amen.
That's why I'm given. You look at brothers I can call going, let me just say this. I know a man that came to Houston about 40 years ago, Kenneth Copeland. And Kenneth Copeland is one of the most richest preachers in the world. But the way he teaches, he says as if I'm standing right in the presence of God talking to him. I mean, he has a big airplane. He has a Rolls Royce. He got a big rent. He don't brag about that. He said, oh, that's nothing I have. I said that to him. He said, well, you never hear me talk about it. It's because it's for the enjoyment. It's for the enjoyment. And everybody that comes under his ministry, good God Almighty, See, God left somebody in the earth realm that can show people. See,
yes,
then what
yes.
you have to do. But you know what? I want to say this. The cross I bear is a consecrated cross.
Mm-hmm.
And the
mm-hmm.
cross will set me free. I bear the cross because Jesus said, well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how much of gold I own. It's not how much of silver I own. Nothing,
yes.
because heaven is, hallelujah, heaven is made, is paved with transparent gold. So the
yes.
gold we
yes.
have down, it don't have no significance according to gospel.
Amen.
Ooh, Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody's getting a blessing right now. Somebody right now on this radio line is full of the Holy Ghost. They hear it just swinging over. They're full of the Holy Ghost. I understand it. It's the anointing. It's the anointing.
Hallelujah.
And that's why I love for Fridays, because I said, well, I know I've had a whole week, but I'm going to meet him at the well.
Yeah.
God bless Dr. DeLord for the call. Meet me at the well. Woo!
Amen.
My time is up.
Amen. Yes. Amen. I just thank God. I praise God because, you know, when you're talking about Mary and Martha, you know, I love that scripture because she believed. She told Jesus. She said, "But I know that even now, whatsoever you ask of God, He will give it to you." You know, and she believed that. She believed that even then. She believed it. She said, whatever you ask of God, I know He'll give it to you.
Yeah.
You know, so she had some faith. She had faith to believe that. Even though Lazarus was dead, she said, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, He'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Man, that's some faith there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
Brother already dead, but I know if you ask the Father, He'll give it to you. Whatever you know, that's the thing. We got to have faith in this day and time and believe whatever God say He can do, He'll do it. You know, and it's just amazing, and it takes me back to the book of Daniel in chapter 10 and verse 11, and the Bible says, and it says, and he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and said, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken these words, I stood trembling. This was Daniel. He said, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to stand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I come for thy... Now, you know, God, even before, even just you thinking it, God already
knows.
Even before he even spoke with God, he was, hey, he already heard you. He already heard you.
Man,
you know, this day and time, we just have to have faith, like Brother Kevin and Pastor Dr. Harmon said, we got to have faith. And whatever you ask God for, have faith enough to believe that He's going to give it to you, that He's going to do what He said. If it's healing, deliverance, being set free from whatever, just ask Him and believe that. It'll be done. We got to have faith, though. We got to have faith and believe it. It's already done. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
The fire is moving again.
Ooh. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Even when we go back, as Brother Kevin was saying, we go back to Mark chapter 11, verse 24. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Oh, my God.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And you just believe it. Just believe, and you can have them.
Yes,
I mean, you just speak it and believe it, and you can have it. Wow. I tell you,
wow.
So amazing.
Thank you, Lord. He's amazing.
And I know many of us can testify and say what the Lord has done for us. I know we can, because he's done so much for us. Done so much for each and every one of us.
Yes.
I want to share this with you for just a minute, and I turn you back over to Brother Allen. My sister, I had a sister, she was a gambler one time. And she said, I'm going down here and winning this money, and I'm going to come on back home. And she would go and win the money and come back home. And I asked the Lord one day, see, I always talk to God about everything. Now, how can a gambler go down there and win money and come back? I said, Lord, now look here. I said, now here I am working this way. I said, now she come. I said, now, Lord, how can a gambler go down there and do that? He said, because she believes that. But, you know, those things, but see, God has to chastise people from that, because some people get too caught up in it. But
thank
she believed that. She believed it when she said it. She believed, and if a gambler can do it and believe that they can, we
mm-hmm.
we should have faith
Hallelujah.
Enough to believe in God that
Hallelujah.
He can do whatever he says
he'll
do.
Yes,
he'll
Lord.
Do it. He will do it for you. God is no respecter
yes.
of persons.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Brother Allen, go
ahead.
I just thank God.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for the move of the Holy Spirit, because it's important that, you know, we let him have his way.
Yes.
You know, this broadcast is not functioning under leaning upon our own understanding, but it's functioning and operating under the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, you that's listening on the radio station, you know, we want to give you this opportunity to talk in. You know, if you have questions, if you have us to pray for someone, a loved one, if you have strongholds that's in your life that you need to just blot out. You don't have to give your name. You can just say, pray for this headache getting out of, you know, you may have reoccurring headaches. You may have dimness of eye. You may have a deaf left ear. Whatever that you have that's hindering you from going, from feeling yourself being whole, you can give it up. You can give it to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible talks about Jesus went about healing all manner of sickness and disease.
Yes.
We would love to hear from you that's out there in radio land, for us to pray for you, But if you want to pray and have us to believe, we will pray with you and believe.
Amen.
Because, you know, you can pray the prayer of faith, and it's nothing wrong with us believing that God is able to do it. Because, listen, it's just like this here. You don't have to pray for nothing. Don't let your prayers be for nothing. When you pray, believe that God is going to do it.
Amen.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of people that pray, you know, and they say, well, I know God, but the Bible talks about, you know, a double-minded man. They're unstable in their own ways.
Yes.
We want to give you this opportunity. I know the radio, the lines are open for you to just dial, push the number one, and you can talk in, and so we'll be quiet, and we'd love to hear from you out there.
Amen. Amen. You know, there's so many stories in the Bible where Jesus was healed, delivered, and set people free. And he's no respected person, like I said earlier. He's still doing it today. And we all got something that we need to work on and pray about, family, friends, you know, whatever. You know, and so we're here. We love to get together. We love to come together in unity because we love to see the move of the Holy Spirit. We love to see Him move. You know, and I go back to book of 1 Kings, chapter 18:26, when Elisha, when he challenged the gods of Baal, and guess what? It was a great victory. You know, I mean, it's just when you believe, when you know your God, when you know who you're serving, when you know Him, knowing that He'll do it. Even like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they say, if He don't, we know He can. Daniel in the lion, he didn't get it eaten up. You know, just believe, have faith. You know, and that's what we have to do in this day and hour. Have faith, like nothing, you know, and go forth and whatever your heart desires, whatever you're going through, you can pray on it. And like Evangelist Allen said, we can pray together, and I guarantee it's a guarantee with God. It's a guarantee. There's no if, ands, or buts. It's a guarantee that He'll do what He said. Amen.
Evangelist Allen. Dr. Dolores, I got a prayer request.
Amen.
I would like you to pray for emotional healing of past hurts and kind of a twofold request. And as what was spoken tonight, praying for spiritual courage, emotional courage, and physical courage to hate myself, deny myself, pick up the cross, and follow God with complete surrender daily to God.
Amen. 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 Evangelist Allen, would you love to pray for this young lady?
Amen. We're going to pray, son. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You right now for all things, because Your Bible says, Father, Your word says, where two touch and agree upon this earth concerning anything, in Your name it shall be done. Father, it's more than just two upon this earth right now that's touching and agreeing and praying for emotional healing, Father. Father, we bind the devil right now. We bind every form of learned behavior. We bind every emotional state that we find ourselves in. Father, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, as we're reminded in the Holy Ghost how Jesus prayed fervently, Father, as the sweat came down as drops of blood. Father, he was in the emotional state. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and he was saying, Lord, if it be possible, Lord, take this cup from me. But he went on to say, nevertheless, Thy will be done. Father, in the name of Jesus, that we break the yoke of emotional state, Father. That we take on the mind of Christ right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's not about our emotions, Father, but it's about Christ, Jesus, the mindset of Christ, who is sitting on the right hand of the Father. Father, we pray for healing right now, the healing process that comes through the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Father, because on Your Calvary's cross, You said, it is finished.
Yeah.
And Father, we thank You right now. Father, help us walk according to the Spirit in the name of Jesus, Father.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we know You're able. And Father, we release ourselves, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We release ourselves to You, Father. We say, have Your way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank You, Father, for the healing process. Emotional, psychological, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Mental, Father, we thank You, Lord, for the healing process. Because by Your stripes, we are healed.
Yes.
We receive it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Jesus.
What's up, AC? Shout out to Sofa, Seiko, City Mama.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You,
Jesus.
Thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. 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 Thank You,
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes. We shall rise.
Yeah, God. Praise his holy
God.
Name.
Somebody, somebody, somebody.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
God, we just
God is with us. God is with us.
Amen. Before we're going to be able to, Father, to be with you, we're going to be in where the world without end. We're going to be in the world without end.
Have your way in me. Have your way in us, Lord. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We worship
you. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way,
Jesus.
Have your way.
Let it be more of you and less of us. We give you the glory.
Hallelujah for my nephew.
More of you, Lord, and less of us. That we give you the glory, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
More of you and less of us, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes. More of you, oh God.
Yes, God.
More of you, oh God. More of you.
More of you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, more of you. Less of us.
The
Holy Ghost, God, help your way.
To thee, O God, my love, come. I come to thee, my Lord.
Thank you.
I come without your love, without your love, without your love, I come. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. If there any others have a word or have a prayer request or would like to pray, we love for people to pray. We love for people to have a word. We're just giving God the glory. We're coming together in unity. Just blessed with God. Just thanking him for what he's doing and what he's already done.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless everyone. This is Prophet Ashonda. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing
good.
Bless. Amen. I would like to put my uncle. I'd like to put my uncle on the prayer list tonight. If y'all could pray for him. He was admitted in the hospital tonight, which we already knew that he had cancer, but he was doing well with it. But now he's having a setback. So, but I'm trusting God to restore him and heal him completely. And first of all, the most important thing is that he receives salvation. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, Father,
amen.
I can touch and agree with me. Amen.
The request has been made known tonight through our beloved sister regarding one of her relatives. And, Father, we have the faith to believe.
Yes.
Not what we believe, but what your word says.
Yes.
And, Father, we just take authority over that sickness, that cancer, and we speak life, life to all seven organs of that body. And we know that the righteousness, Father, he has received salvation. We stand in proxy for him, that he will be healed. According to his faith, he will be healed. He is healed. He shall walk again. He shall talk again. He shall do the Hosha. He shall do the holy day. He shall do the holy day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I stand decree right now that blackness that's trying to invoke in his body, we cast it out in Jesus' name. And we believe right now, Father, he's healed. It may not look like it, act like it, but according to your word, he is healed. He is healed. He's healed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Whoa, we're going to get a good report. He's healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's healed.
Thank you, God.
He's healed. May not look like that, but he's healed. He's healed. He's healed. He's healed. He's healed. He's healed. He's healed.
Yeah.
The blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. Woo! The blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Washes away.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Woo, ba, 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 ba.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is right there. We stand in agreement.
Yes, Lord.
Stand in agreement right there.
Jesus.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. And I believe his word. I believe his word.
Well, two or more touch the agree of anything in his name, it shall be done. I believe his word. And that's what we got to do. We got to come together. And touch and agree. It's his word, not our words. His word. Mind him what he said.
Yeah.
And he got to do what he said.
Hallelujah.
So I believe his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I stand on his salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I stand on his salvation. The word of God says a sanctified man, a sanctified woman, a sanctified a whole household.
Yeah.
I believe the word of God, and I'm standing on it. I don't care what it looks like. We got to get to the place and the point of our life that we don't care what it looks like. We don't care what the situation is. We got to believe that God has already done it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. I've seen that, Lord, but it's gone. It's gone.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
He's healed. It's a done deal. It's healed. It's a done deal. It's a done deal.
It's a
done deal. It's a done deal. It's a done deal.
Let my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Everything in heaven is perfect.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Woo! We ask you, Lord, for the gift of life. You said you came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. I speak that he shall live and shall not die. He shall live and shall not die and decree and declare the works of the Lord. It is so.
It is so.
Hallelujah.
It is so.
It is so.
The word of God right there.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word. We give you the glory.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We give you the glory, Lord. That's your word. We give you the glory.
Your word. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
All praises are due unto your name.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
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 Your word said, who reports will you believe?
Yes. Hallelujah.
We believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
His report says we
Thank
are healed.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
Hallelujah.
I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
I thank Hallelujah. You that I have the gift of healing and I have the gifts of healing. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Because I bring my mind, my thoughts into conformity with your word. And your word would not be possible. But my mind is set on you, Father. I want to thank you for the gift of peace. Hallelujah. Long suffering I possess it, Father. Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the healing of my body. When the doctor said cancer was there, but I believe your word. Your word to speak the word, and the body is healed. When I told the doctor they wanted to say crazy, but the cancer is not there, I believe it. I believe it. It's gone. Why is it gone? Because the word of God, I believe, said it's gone. And all I have is I sit at his table. I sit at his table. My body's healed. I sit at his table. I walk better. I talk better. I look better. I act better. I think better. I see better. I obey God better. Hallelujah. Because I know it. I go chande. He shaha. Oh, when the doctor said, but it's a smittle. I said, no, it ain't nothing there. I don't have a smit. It's nothing there. Because the body that Jesus said, he possesses this body. I give my body to him. Know ye not that your body is the holy temple of God? So why should I let something come in and disfigure it? I believe. It's not a puzzle. It's a statement. I'm healed. He's healed. They're healed. Jesus said. When the man came and said, Jesus, he said, you don't have to come to my house. Just send the word. Jesus said, I've never heard such faith as ever. That's the kind of faith we got to have. We got to send the word. We got to send the word. Send the word to that man. Send the word to him. We send the word to him. I send the word to me. I send the word to me. I send the word to my wife, my daughter, my son, my grandson. I send the word.
Lord.
I send the word. All on the radio station. I send the word.
Yeah.
I send the word. There's no puzzle. It's faith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo!
Jesus.
Yes, on the Friday, Father. Oh, Jesus. Back in the old Papa was Sunday. Oh, hallelujah. Woo!
Thank you.
Yes. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Woo. See, hallelujah. See, God sent his son in the world, not to condemn the world, but through him. See, Jesus didn't come to condemn the world. He come that through him coming, that he might do what? Save the world. He didn't come to say, I come to beat y'all up, shoot you down, run you away. No. He said, I come that you may have life and have it more.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Father. Oh, my father. I love you. I love you because of everything you have done for us tonight. Father, we just say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Because you're the one who, you're in charge, and we thank you for it. We thank you for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. And Father, we just thank you tonight. Father, we come as sons. We come as sons of God. And we stand before you. We stand before you. We stand before you. All we have is your anointing.
Yes, Lord.
And your anointing breaks every yoke. Your anointing. And you've given it to us. You've given us the power. You've given us the authority. But most of all, Jesus, one thing we like is you gave your heart to Jesus for us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Father, I just say thank you because I had a question that troubled me for many years, but you brought me to counsel and I was busy doing my work. What happened to the blood of Jesus that came out of his body?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But for years, it troubled me for the whole time doing the study of the doctorate. But the more I press in, the more I find out, Lord, I pray somebody get blessed from this. And the more I looked into it,
Yes.
If we take the word of God and we see that Jesus, he died the same day, he rose the same day, but according to the standards of man, it was 3 days. That same 3 hours that happened in one day. Because in the Jewish calendar, 1 hour, the first day, the second day. You look at a Friday, the second hour, and Jesus rose. And when he rose from the, he went down and did a fighting with the devil. He said, let go. That's why the Apostle Paul said. He said, let go because I have the keys to death and hell. That's why he said, he said, Jesus came and died that he might destroy the works of the devil and to set those in bondage. A lot of people, my beloved people, we got to tell you, that are listening on the radio after across the nation through the land. God has called the believer for this time. The believer. And if we can do what they did in that hour, Jesus said, if thou can believe. In other words, intuitively, if you can believe, when you 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 believe, all things are possible.
Hallelujah.
All things are possible. When you believe, when you're going to believe, when I believe, when you're going to believe, when I believe, I believe, when I believe, it's constantly, God is in constantly, and I just share this with you, by the grace of God. God is constantly speaking to his creation. And we got to do the same thing. Whatever we hope of God, we got to continue speaking it, praying it, believing it. The more it comes to us, the angels are there, and I love those angels. But you know what? Until God say move, they ain't moving.
Amen.
They ain't moving.
Amen.
But can you see what Jesus has done? He's spoken up in the Old Testament. God said in Proverbs and Psalm 68:18, he led captivity captive. Look at Ephesians 4:11-12. He led captive. He was still working behind the scenes. Woo! My God, my God, my God, my God. He was working behind the scene. God was killing his son. Hey! Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And that's the thing. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. All of yea, Lord, yea, Lord. Not neighbor, yea, Lord, yea, Lord, yea, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! I love you, Father.
Yes, thank you.
I love you, Father.
Thank you.
Father, some hallelujah. Because, oh, some of us are today.
Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Father, I just pray for myself. I pray that you will humble me to submission of your entire word. Not what I see, not what I think, how I feel, but according to your word.
Yes.
That you will show me what needs to be done this last day. I'm unafraid. I'm unafraid, Father.
Yes,
Father. The only fear I have is the fear of angering you, Father.
Yes.
The devil has no power over me. the salvageness. I thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For everybody that's been on this prayer line tonight, we pray for them, we believe for it. The request is made known. The warriors came out, and we want to thank you, Father. I offer myself to you daily. Use me. Use me. Use me, Lord. Use me. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, I pray for my brother Kevin, Ellen Kevin. I pray when the enemy comes in, I'm going to stand right there with you. You stand with me. We stand with one another. To those who, to the ladies, we stand with you as sons of God.
Yes.
We have a mission to accomplish.
Yes.
It is according to the word of God. Not what I say or what you say, but it's the word of God. God looks at his word. His word is Jesus, W-O-R-D, and the word became, and the word became, and the word became flesh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And you see a printed word, and the word became, man, that's even beyond my hypothesis, that's beyond my, that's, and the word became flesh. Don't know how, but God did it. It's a mystery. But God said when we went to heaven, God will have no fear. He'll have no fear, Lord. Woo!
Thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight thanking you for bringing us together in unity for your purpose and your plan. Lord, we thank you for your hedge of protection around each and every one of the body, the members of the body, dear Lord. Lord, we pray for everyone on the radio, dear Lord, God. With the Holy Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Lord, God, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, glory, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, and thank you for everything.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
thank you for my beloved wife. Thank you for my daughter. Thank you for my son. Thank you, Father, that you have restored me to the place called there. There I will do what you call me to do. There, I believe. I believe in the month of June, Father. Yeah. That's going to be that great revival. We believe in it. We're going to be believing and praying it into existence. Because for the first part of the year, we've trusted you. Here we are. January, February, March, April, May, and here we come to June. And we believe we're going to make it to December for 19. But Father, give us the ability as your sons by our faith to make it happen. It's a done deal.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
It's a done deal.
Thank you.
It's a done deal.
Hello.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
We got about 2 minutes. We got about 2 minutes left on the line. Anybody got anything you want to say? Dr. Delores, you're back in charge.
Yes. Anyone have anything to say?
Amen. This is Prophet Ashonda again. I just want to encourage people tonight because I do feel and sense a heaviness on the line tonight. And I just want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, I'm serious. If we just truly trust God and take God and try God at his word, he'll bring you out of that thing. He is our deliverer. He is our peace. He is the everlasting Father. He is the great I am. He is everything that we need. So I just challenge tonight that faith be lifted up. People lift their faith. plant that mustard seed tonight and try God and trust him and see won't he bring you out of this. And just one more thing, remember whatever you've been through, who brought you out of it. Just look back. Sometimes we got to take a look back over our life and see where God has brought us from and know that it was God all the time. It was not us, ourselves. It was not somebody else. It was not our job. It was not our mate. It was not our children. It was God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's always
Amen.
God. It's always Amen. God. And that's what we got to remember. God gets the glory in all things.
Amen.
So I
Amen.
Challenge you. I challenge you, Amen. Even what you're going through, that you celebrate.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
And what I always say, I love you.
Amen. Amen. We love you.
I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So until
Amen.
The next time,
Amen.
God bless you and God keep you.
Amen. Praise God.